Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on planet Earth, we're here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the name of the show is Being Here. And you know something? I was just thinking, which always is difficult for me, that, or easy as the case may be, that being is what's critical. Being where you are, when you're there, is where the experience of life really takes place. Because if you're lost in your thoughts, you're missing your life.
Hence, a transformational approach to dating, relating, and marriage. And in a transformational approach, it's all about being here, not about getting somewhere better. So today's show is going to direct us all here in this moment, the perfection of this moment. And from that place, you can create a match made in heaven.
Absolutely. Hey, so the first thing we need to talk about
in relationship
is listening. See, especially when you've been around somebody for a while. Now, Ariel and I have been together for 30 years. It's hard to believe. And, you know, we're still doing it.
We are.
Now.
Not right now, though.
No. We're talking to y'all. But to be able to maintain passion over 30 years, you have to be here to discover who your partner is in each moment, because they're not the same person and they're not saying the same thing. See, and most of us disregard, don't listen to, don't actually hear what our partner or anybody else for that matter is saying from their point of view. We see whether we agree with it, whether we like it or not, whether we disagree with it, whether we already know this, we've heard this 100 times from them. If somebody is repeating something to you over and over, then you're not listening. Because if you actually hear what somebody says, you take what they're saying away from them.
You know, I don't know each of you who are listening today. We don't know if you're currently in the process of dating, if you're living with somebody, if you're married, if you're divorced. But if today...
And any category that Ariel didn't say.
Yes, any of those categories. If you've decided that
dating is not
for
you, you've had enough of this, been jilted too many times.
If the only thing that you get out of this show today is the ability to truly listen,
you will have gotten your life back.
And you will actually be supercharging your ability to relate. So even if you're not looking for a love relationship, you do work. You do interact with people in the supermarket.
You do have a relationship with yourself.
So it's about listening, truly listening to hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective, rather than thinking about where you want to get to, rather than worrying about the past or projecting off into the future.
Or worrying about the future and how it's going to turn out.
Shai said the coolest thing to me the other day. We were leaving my parents' house. We visited my parents last week. They are 86 and 85 years old. And you know, as your parents age and you depart for any length of time, there's always the possibility it gets more real.
It's the last time.
That you may not see them again. And I, as I was leaving, I said, I feel sad.
Oh, you know, we got to tell people we finish each other's
sentences. We do finish each other's sentences.
So my intrusion was not really an intrusion. It was an enhancement and part of the way we...
It is the way we communicate, and I enjoy it.
We both enjoy it.
Mm. So I said, I feel sad. And Shia said, as he was driving us to the airport, you have to let go of the past. And the past is a moment ago. And it was like, wow, because I could suddenly be there rather than thinking about what I was leaving behind, which does nothing for you. I could actually be there.
The thing is this, a lot of people have the sentimental idea that if you feel bad about leaving somebody, you love them more or you're more responsible in some way. And that's not true.
So for those of you who have or gone off to work and left your loved one at home or your loved one has gone off to work, you don't have to think about them throughout the day to prove that you love them. You're far better off getting engaged in what's right in front of you. Like I just saw the most beautiful monarch butterfly land on the hydrangea tree right in front of us. It's floating and flitting around. It's gorgeous.
It's not a monarch, honey.
Oh,
it's a tiger swallowtail.
Oh, well, thank you. But, you know, if you're really here, you have these amazing moments in your life. If you're thinking about something that's not in your present environment, you're lost.
And, you know, if you're on the telephone and talking to somebody and someone else walks into the room and starts speaking to you, have you noticed you cannot hear either one of them?
Well, it happened to me today. I was actually working on a project with our assistant, Leah, and she'd asked me a question about the first of three documents. So I started to read it, and then she started talking to me about the second two documents.
Right. And you couldn't hear
it. And I said, stop. I wasn't listening. I was reading. I didn't hear anything you just said. Can you start over?
See, and a lot of our lives, we're preoccupied in our thoughts, and we're trying to get somewhere, so we keep on missing what's happening right now in our current moment. You know what we need to talk about?
The three principles of instantaneous transformation?
That's what we need to talk about.
Let's.
Okay.
They are so valuable. For anybody who was there with us at Monday Night Alive this week, you actually got to see the three principles in action. The first principle is anything or anyone you resist
persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. And in our case on Monday night, it was got louder and would have dominated the seminar.
There was a gentleman who came who was very cantankerous and outspoken, and he was shouting out. And
he had issues with his father because he directed it solely at me.
Yeah, so he started yelling at Shia for no reason, and it was, had we resisted him, he would have taken over the entire workshop. What you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. The second principle is basically, whatever's happening in any given moment can be the only thing that's happening.
It's supposed to be what's happening. Now, if you interact with it like it's a problem, it is. If you interact with it like you want to get rid of it, you can't, because anything you resist persists. But if you interact with it as though this is what your moment of life is about, you're supposed to be here, it's supposed to show up the way it is showing up, then you have some possibility of transformation, which is the third principle.
Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So we actually allowed this gentleman to be exactly as he was, and Shia just spoke to him very directly and told him the truth without judgment, which is that people were not interested in his ranting and raving. They were interested, they were there to discover how to live in the moment.
Now, you know, most people learn certain behaviors whilst growing up that they never give up. Like, if you have the idea that if you get upset, you'll get your way, well, you'll get upset a lot, and you may get your way. And this gentleman got very upset over nothing. I asked him not to take notes, and that was enough to set him off. But I told everybody in the beginning of the evening there was no note-taking, and the people around him started to get disturbed while he was taking notes. So I asked him to please stop, and that was enough to set him off. Now, it was...
I'll tell you what was lovely about it. What was lovely, it was a perfect example of what happens when somebody is incomplete with one or other of their parents. And as today's show is about a transformational approach to dating and relating and marriage, if you have issues with one or the other of your parents, you will transfer those incompletions to the people around you.
Whether they're in a relationship with you or not, but you will especially translate it to the people that you're in relationship with.
And it was just exciting for each of us to see any vestiges of how we either have temper tantrums or how we might have an incompletion with a parent or how we say no or how we try to use upsets to arrange
to dominate
and arrange our circumstances to fit. It doesn't work. It doesn't produce satisfaction, but it was like a hyper-exaggerated version of people. And if you have an incompletion with one or the other of your parents, you may actually think you're having challenges in your relationship when really it's just your relationship with your parent played out on the canvas of your relationship. And in fact, our new book that is coming out on September 4th, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, A Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, and Marriage. The inception point of this book had to do with this lovely, lovely woman, Christiana, if you're listening today, we're saying hi, who was having challenges with her husband. And we realized that really it didn't have to do with her husband at all.
It had to do with her father and her relationship with her father. And she translated her relationship with her father to her relationship with her husband, and it cost her her marriage.
And if you start to look at the ways you are fighting with your parent, with yourself, with your life, without judging what you see,
which is an anthropological approach, because an anthropologist doesn't judge a culture, they notate it. We didn't say this earlier, but our approach is not psychotherapeutic. We are not trying to change or fix you. We are allowing people to discover how to be okay being the way they are, and if you really, truly get that you're okay, then life becomes so much simpler.
Now, notice that the title to this show is A Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, and Marriage. As Shai said, transformational is anthropological. And the starting premise is that the moment is perfect.
This moment is perfect. Every moment is perfect.
And therefore, you
are perfect.
The perfect you.
Exactly as you are. The only thing that differs with that or disagrees with that is the conversation in your thoughts, in your head, that you listen to and think is you. And it always finds fault with you, no matter how you are or who you are. Hello? We have a caller.
Sandy, are you with us?
I am with you.
Hi. Where are you today?
I'm calling from Hayward, California.
Oh, excellent.
Hey.
Say yes to your life, Hayward.
Yes. We just actually changed the name of our group to Say Yes to Your Life Bay Area because we're growing and our members are encompassing all of the Bay Area.
Oh, that's
lovely.
Yes. Yes. Sandy has put together the meetup group in the Bay Area. Excellent. Nice to hear your voice.
Yes, it's nice to hear yours too, and I'm really excited to be on the show today. It's really cool how I view this or hear this word dating, and it comes to me with so much pressure, and I look back on, you know, when I was dating to find a husband or getting together with...
But then you aren't dating, my sweet. Then you are looking to find a husband, and that's not what we call dating.
Yes.
See, then you have this agenda to get somewhere. See, when you truly are dating, Sandy, you are enjoying being with whom you're with. Is that the right word, whom?
Whomever.
Whomever you are with.
I have a question, Sandy. How long have you been married now?
I've been married to Tony for 12 years, and we've been together for 20.
Okay. So what about dating now in the context of your relationship? How do you say you feel pressure in the word dating? What do you mean by that now?
Well, I have an example, and it's just really kind of cool for me to see how this happens in my dating with Tony. We went on a date last Sunday to the dog park with our dogs, Bogart and Brutus, and we were putting everything into the car, and we had the dogs and the leashes. And I turned to Tony and I said, oh, how cool is this? We're going on a date. And the minute I said the word date, I had this pressure of that feeling that, oh, well, we're on a date now, so we're going to get somewhere, and it's going to make it better than what we are right now. And I saw it. And
good
I didn't judge it. I just saw it.
Good for
and,
you.
Yeah, and it was really cool because that word has held this sort of responsibility and pressure to get somewhere for a long time in my life. And we got in the car and we took a drive and it was sunny and the grass around us is just starting to turn green. And we sat at the dog park, we walked around with the dogs and we got back and we just really, I just saw that I just had to be with him, you know, be with Tony and be where we were with the dogs. And I didn't have that feeling of really getting anywhere, or getting anything out of it, which is what I used to see when I heard the word date, and it was spilling into my work life. As an example, in meetings, just relating with people, like, oh, we're in a meeting, and so therefore,
well,
I must
Sandy,
get somewhere.
Sandy, darling, what you really need to do is slow down a little bit.
Okay.
Because even in this conversation, you're going somewhere.
See, I don't think that being in a meeting or using the word date causes you to suddenly put a pressure to get somewhere. My experience is, in talking to you here, that it puts a framework on what's already going on, which is that you're forward thinking.
Right.
That you're trying to get somewhere.
In this conversation, you know, there's been moments where I wanted to interact with you, but I couldn't because you were rushing to get somewhere. You had an idea of what's better than just being.
Yeah.
And that's not bad. It's normal.
Especially as somebody who's a busy executive like yourself. We tend to get, it's almost like getting on the hamster wheel of life, and we start rotating it, running. But there's another possibility, and we can talk to you about it more after the break. Can you come back after the break?
I can.
Excellent. We'll be back about a transformational approach to dating, relating, and marriage, and with Sandy after the break. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to
receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We're speaking with Sandy, and we were just talking about slowing down a bit to get here.
Yeah, because most of us are so driven to make our point or say something to get what we think is important that we miss our moment of life, the current moment, this one.
Well, what's kind of neat speaking with you, Sandy, is a lot of people who are out there who haven't found the love of their life think that that driving to go forward will be satiated once they find him or her.
That's right.
And it's not the case. Your mental outlook follows you regardless of the circumstances. And when you're talking about, oh, we had a date to the dog park, well, when you got up in the morning and you were making a cup of coffee or you were having your orange juice or whatever it is you were doing.
That was a date.
Cool.
Yeah. I was like, are you still with us? Yes. Got real quiet there for a minute. Can you see that? You just define it differently, but each moment is a date.
But you see, if you define it as, you know, a romantic evening, and things show up that are not what you expect, then you reject those and get stuck with them. You know, anything you resist persists. And if life shows up in a way other than you expect, you resist it, and then you're stuck in that space. So, you know, if you are available to the current moment of your life, whatever you're up to is dating.
I like that.
And it's okay to flirt, you know? I flirt with everyone. I mean,
when he's talking about flirting, he's not talking about trying to garner sexual attention. He's not being lascivious. He's talking about getting interested in another human being for the fact that they have crossed your path and they're in front of you.
Because it's in my experience, then they're supposed to be there. So I interact with people like they're supposed to be in my life when they are.
So, for example, Sandy, for those of you who don't know, Sandy works for Lehigh Phoenix, which is this amazing company that produced the cover of our new book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven. And so we went to the plant in Hagerstown, Maryland, and Sandy flew in, and we got to be there while they were printing the covers. And you could see how we actually flirted with each individual that the technicians who were producing the book, the guy behind the door who was doing the die casts, the person who was mixing colors. It's about honestly, authentically engaging with each individual.
But you have to give up your prejudices in order to do that, really, because otherwise you'll hierarchically sort people by the right person to be kind or friendly with.
The person who can do something for you, or the person that might be the potential mate, or...
We were in Costa Rica one year, and there was a gentleman who asked what kind of people attended our workshops.
What
class of people? And we upper class, lower class. We don't classify people in classes. Now, there was a time on this planet, not too terribly long ago, there was nobility, the upper class, and then there were commoners, and most of us, I would have probably been a commoner. I still am pretty common. I kind of like common. And I don't particularly love snooty. So I think being common is okay. And if you classify people as better or worse, then you don't see the beauty of each person. So there.
I like that. I absolutely classify and look for that hierarchy of people who can do for me. I see that I do that. See that I flirt.
That's so
more
great
with that.
That you see
yeah.
that.
Excellent. But that's just a subset of trying to get somewhere.
That's right. If you don't judge yourself for seeing it, then it loses its power over your life. If you see it and judge yourself for it, you keep it in place. First principle.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it. Yes.
I like it, too.
We've got another caller on the line.
Hey, thanks for being with us today,
yes,
Sandy.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Really. And we're looking forward to our book tour on the West Coast in November. I know it's a ways away, but if you're in the Bay Area, we will be there. We're going to be in Portland. We're going to be in Seattle. If you want to know more about our book and about our schedule around this book, we have a special website for it, matchmadeinheavenbook.com. And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this today live or if you're listening to the archived show, matchmadeinheavenbook.com will give you all the information about our new title, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven.
And we're doing a special promotional deal on, if you buy it on September 4th, which is our date of release, the launch date, if you buy it from Amazon.com or one of the Amazon derivatives,
like
.de.uk, Europe, right, then there's about 400,000 free gifts that we make available to you. A lot of other authors are giving free gifts away as well on that.
Thanks for being with us, Sandy.
Thank you.
We have another caller, Andrea. Or who do we have today? Hello?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Oh, it is Andrea. Where are you calling from?
Outside of the Philadelphia area in Pennsylvania.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to share my experience with dating and how it's transformed since the intimacy workshop that I took with you both in 2011. Excellent. I had just gotten out of a 9-year relationship, mainly because we were long distance and our lives were really mobile. And after the workshop, I kind of saw where I lost myself in the relationship trying to get it somewhere. Like, I guess a lot of my friends were getting married, so I was like, well, maybe we need to get married, which totally wasn't an option at the time because we were so mobile. So we decided to just maintain a friendship and move on, and I started to connect through, like, Match.com and ContoursMatch.com, and still this relationship came back into my life, and it's been really sweet. Like, we were apart for about 6 months, but after the workshop, like, I guess by me not trying to get it somewhere, I guess I always felt like I had to speak or share my thoughts or, you know, and by not doing that, he actually kind of became more visible in the relationship, I guess you could say.
Okay.
And it's been just really sweet connection.
Are you still at a distance?
We're still at a distance, you know, but it feels really good. I mean, we're not opposed to each other dating someone else, of course, but it's just nice to be able to, like, enjoy each other's company when we are able to, like, connect over the phone or text or visit each other, but also have the freedom of just enjoying life in general. So I wanted to share that with you, because I don't think I ever shared it with the group, of how that workshop shifted dating for me.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a question for us today, or did you just call to share something?
It was partly to share that. You know, one of the things that I was hung up on with the relationship was that we didn't share anything similar in terms of our work, and both of us are really passionate with our work. And by allowing him to kind of connect more, and by me not trying to get somewhere, I realized how similar our work really is, which is kind of ironic. But I guess I still now have an issue with, I don't really have an issue, but something that comes up for me a lot is, or that I question, is we talk a lot about our work, which I guess is good, but...
Well, it's a lot easier, Andrea, to talk about your work than it is to talk about being together or the distance that you're separated by or whether you should indeed be... consider yourself in a relationship over a long distance where you have long periods of time where you don't see each other.
Or have physical intimacy.
So that you know, in talking about that, you might come to the conclusion that you should both date in earnest to find somebody closer to home who can support you in being loved and touched and cared about, rather than a voice at the end of the phone or an email or a Skype.
Right, and that's something that we have been discussing. Actually, it's been more, he's sort of initiated that more so than I have, regarding changes in his work and being able to, I guess, be more comfortable financially where I would be able to move there, which... it's been really sweet.
Yeah, I would keep looking at allowing yourself the luxury of having the full attention of a man on you, including physical attention.
See, there's another thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, if you do date,
mm-hmm.
you're married.
Right now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to allow yourself the possibility of falling in love with somebody else. You're not going to allow yourself to see another person's brilliances because it may threaten your, quote, long-distance relationship. Whether you realize it or not, that you consider yourself in a relationship, you're an honorable person, Andrea. And so for you to feel wonderful with another man would be like a betrayal in a way, as long as you still hold yourself as in a relationship. You're thinking.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely true. I do see him as my long-term partnership.
Well,
okay.
Then go for it. But
then I'm not sure why you, if you see him as your long-term partnership, I'm not sure why you want to entertain dating other people.
Other people. Silence.
True.
See, we don't have an opinion for or against.
No, but if you're going to date, that's the thing. You see, you said you're dating other people, and he is too. But I'm saying if you are dating other people and you still hold him as your long-term relationship, then you can't be available to see the brilliance of the people you're with, because there's a point at which it will threaten your ongoing, quote, relationship.
How often do you see this guy?
Right. Let's see. Right now, 2 months, 3 months.
That's, and for how long are your reunions?
2 weeks.
Oh, that's nice.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
I don't know.
It definitely does feel like a marriage, that's for sure. I guess you just kind of clarified for me, it's more right now spending time thinking about how we would move together to be closer. And I guess that's dependent upon what happens with his career in the next
couple
months. Well,
I have a quick question. How come you're apart?
I came home to take care of my parents.
I see. Okay. That answered the question.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when I came, I actually thought that it would be a couple of years. I just didn't realize how hard it would be on my relationship. And I'm amazed that I've actually, the years are kind of matching what I projected, what I thought. my mom is getting better, so she should be okay in the next year. And it looks like things will be coming along with my relationship in the same manner, in terms of we'll be able to be supported and be able to support each other financially for another move.
Excellent.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, but we have to go to a break. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks, you guys.
Have a great rest of your day.
Yes.
We'll be back shortly, everybody. So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Being Here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. You know, Shia, I'm really glad that we've devoted this entire month to speaking about relationship and this new relationship book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, because there's so many pieces to that that there's no way we're going to do a comprehensive version of it today. We're just going to take a little
piece. Right. Well, whatever our callers ask about. But, you know, what's really wild about this new book that we're coming out with on September 4th, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, is the video components that go with it, because we've used the technology of the internet to allow the reader to see the video session, the mini session that we had with the person that the chapter was written on. So the chapters are all standalone chapters, but there is an accompanying video which you can access through the internet on your computer, where you actually see a person's life transform, those aha moments. And that is unique.
And by the way, if you do buy the book on September 4th
from
Amazon.com or a derivative of that, we are offering as our personal bonus gift a 3-month subscription to the Premium Excellence Club. So you will get a new video of us working with an individual or a couple each Sunday in your inbox. We have special articles. You can write in questions. We answer. It's a really, really wonderful, valuable format. And if you would like to take part in it, buy the book on that date. The instructions for all about this promotion is up on matchmadeinheavenbook.com. We have another caller. Let's take her.
Valerie, are you there? Valerie?
Hello?
Hey. Wait, I heard something.
Did you hear me?
Oh, now
yeah,
we
now
hear you.
Can you hear you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
We hear you now.
Great. I'm on a cell phone, so I hope that comes through okay.
So far, so good, at least
Excellent
here.
Excellent day. So,
what can we do for you?
Well, I'm doing really well, and I want to thank you guys, as always, for all your enlightenment.
Well, thank you.
Yes. I want to talk about the other side of this dating business, as in I've been married and with someone for a long time, and I really like the way you guys talk about the things you do together, like the fishing, and also I'm still bemused. Ariel was talking about dressing up in different outfits and doing all kinds of fun things, and I think infusing ongoing relationships with new stuff, if we're going to be transforming, is just kind of one of the things I want to focus on, is just in terms of day-to-day pressures with work-related stuff and trying to, you know, quote, make the time. And what I'm learning with the transformation is you don't do anything and you don't make it and you don't force it. So it's kind of hard to force, you know, having fun, if you know what I mean.
Well, wait a second, Valerie. Here's the thing. Yes, you don't force it, but sometimes Ariel and I set aside a day to be together for intimacy.
You know, the same way you might put aside a chunk of time for a business meeting, you actually set in your schedule. It's like we have a section in the book about this, putting yourself on your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy in the busy, complex part of our lives. A lot of people have children. If not, they have busy jobs or they have both, where they have lots of things pulling them in different directions, and they forget that they can actually schedule time to
hang out together.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, my husband and I do Sunday nights, and we do have fun. We usually pick a movie, and that has been working really well, but it is a pretty small chunk of time. You know, we're both go, 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 and my other night off I do with you guys, so, you know, his job, he used to have a lot more slack in his schedule, and now his schedule is ratcheted up as mine, so we're both like, we're both in a ratcheted up world. We're working on de-ratcheting a bit.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I've noticed about you on Mondays, because we've known you for a short period of time now, Valerie, and something that I believe will supercharge the time that you are spending with your husband, because I imagine that there are, whether there are moments like 5 minutes getting ready to work, for work, or at the end of your day, or if you pick up the phone and you guys are speaking, for, you know, touch base sometime during a day. My experience of you when you are around Shia or other men at Monday nights is that your capacity to actually listen to them is less than you realize.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a busy quality to your mind. So there have been many times, even this past Monday night, where Shia will start to say something to you, because we're all three having a conversation, and you talk right over him as if he didn't say anything.
Right. Well, I noticed him saying, hi, at the elevator bank, like, hi, here I am. I didn't mean to cut you out there, Shia, but sometimes I'm moving too fast, you know.
But
well,
I'm learning that.
Let's hold, like now, let's hold as a possibility that it's all the time, not just sometimes.
And that it doesn't have anything to do with Shia, the individual. It's the way you've been enculturated to relate to men. If you don't take it personally, if you take a transformational approach and get interested in how you relate to men,
But there's an addendum to this, or a caveat. You need to, when you become aware, you need to be kind to yourself. You can't pick on yourself. I mean, you can, but we're suggesting that you don't pick on yourself for what you discover.
Okay, thank you.
There's a
duly accepted. How's that? I won't say duly noted. I'm not taking notes, guys.
Good.
Good. You know,
right.
one of the things, we talk a significant amount in How to Have a Match Made in Heaven about your relationship with yourself, because really how you relate to yourself translates out to all relationships.
Right. If you're not kind to yourself, anybody who's close to you by proximity, you'll not be kind to them either.
Right.
And the other thing is, I think a lot of people, many, the majority of people, secretly don't think super well of themselves. So there's a certain amount of energy that goes into not having people see them to distract
mm-hmm.
these people.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's distracting people by being smart or by going somewhere, or there's a intolerance to slowing down, being here, and
right.
being seen. And there, you know, when you allow yourself to really be seen, it is exquisite.
Most of us have an idea that we're somehow insufficient or inferior. So we think that if we're seen, our insufficiencies will be what's seen. What we don't realize is that our greatness is what's seen. And most of us don't even begin to get how brilliant we really are. We lost her, honey.
What are
I'm
you
not
thinking
lost.
About?
I'm listening.
What are you thinking about?
You're more than listening. You were thinking.
Yeah, I'm doing all of that. I would say. I think it's good what you're saying.
Yeah, being kind to yourself is
so key,
Valerie.
I mean, it's somewhat more profound than let's all go on a date. You know what I mean?
It's more profound than let's all go on a date?
One of the things I was thinking about is how I got engaged and how I decided I wanted to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a great story on that front. But you guys talk in general when you're doing sessions and is finding out who you are before you can commit to certain things, you know what I mean? And even the story of how you guys got together, because you said, Ariel, when he proposed, you said, I wasn't sure in that moment, you know, like how deep these things run, you know?
No. You're misrepresenting me.
Well, I hope not. You can tell the
story.
On
our first date, Shia told me I was the one for him in this
right,
lifetime.
I remember that, but when you said he actually, you were telling that whole story about how you wanted it. When it happened, you were, like, thinking for a moment. Remember this? Do you remember you telling that story?
What happened was Shia asked, I told Shia, I'm going to do this very truncated for people.
Yeah.
I told Shia that I wanted to get married, but did not fit my pictures to ask him, but I thought I'd let him know in case he was interested. And so he said, okay, will you marry me? And I said, no. Don't do me any favors. And then he asked me another time, what would you say if I asked you to marry me? And I said, I'll tell you when you ask me. And there came a point where I realized that this was as good as it was going to get. We likely weren't going to get married, and I was just going to live my life, and I was happy anyway. And that night we went to dinner because Shia was in town. He'd been studying in California. And he went to ask me a question, and he said, I have a question. And then his face got very funny. And because what he went to ask me was superseded by the question,
will you marry me?
And the moment he asked me, I noticed that there was no more wanting. There was just the instant of, am I going to meet him right now? Am I going to... There was just a momentary fear for the future, but the answer was absolutely yes.
Okay.
So it was a stop in time, and I remember Shai wanted to stand on the chair in the restaurant and tell everybody that I had said yes, and I discouraged him from doing that because I didn't want that much attention on me. But in my heart of hearts, I probably, you know, would have been thrilled had he done it. But like most people, I had an aversion to having that much attention put on me.
Especially at that time, because we hadn't transformed.
Pre-transformation.
That was pre-transformation.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Now I think you might get on the chair.
Now I don't think I would need to.
You wouldn't need to.
You know, it's like our life is exquisite. And moment to moment is exquisite. And we have less than a minute left of this show. Boy,
this
did it go fast.
This exquisite show?
Boy, does it go fast.
It did.
It's just like life.
But, you know, if you're here for it.
That's right. Then it's very fulfilling. And if you're not, you say, where did the time go?
Thank you for calling in today, Valerie. It's
yes,
nice,
thank
nice
you, Valerie.
To
nice
you.
Talking with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Have a great
you know,
day.
Thank you. We have more in the month ahead to talk about relationship. You're welcome to call in next week if you'd like to.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends to buy into
September
4th.
You can share this show on, Facebook or Twitter. Can't you share these shows?
Absolutely. Share the show.
Share the show.
Guess what? We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being
here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.